Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby.
Come on. Good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 81 for the day. Currently, it is 56 at Van Horn High.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Apple Pie Day?
Oh, I love...
That sounds delicious, don't it?
I can't eat none right now. I'm on a mission.
Somebody drop me off one.
Apple a day keeps the teacher away. We got KCPS in the building with us. And talking KCPS lit, of course, it's graduation week. We got a lot of things to discuss with our little cousins.
And the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Chris Brown, he gets on social media after Pitchfork gave him a less than likely score. We'll talk about it later. And Bow Wow, he's being called Mr. 106 in Park. I got details on why. And last but not least, we'll find out which actor comedian is expecting a baby.
I do the Humpty Hump. Motivate haters, better get on your job. Tell them haters, get on your job. Motivate sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
It's not the severity of the challenge that determines success or failure, but rather your vision of what's beyond that challenge. With the good enough reason to get through it, you get through it. Purpose finds a way to prevail. When you're clear about the why, you figure out and implement the how. Imagine crossing a vast ocean for thousands of miles with no landmarks to guide you, with constantly changing currents and winds. How can you possibly hope to get to your intended destination? For centuries, sailors have repeatedly done just that. They each know what compass heading to follow and keep their ship pointed in that direction. Are you certain about where your compass is pointing and why? If so, the storms of difficulty and the winds of distraction will not obstruct your achievement, but can in fact push you toward it. When forces beyond your control swirl around you, as they always do, you have the opportunity to provide the essential constant. Clearly know why you do what you do and harness those forces into the service of your purpose. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 81. Currently, cousins, it is 55 at the Shops on Blue Parkway. In recent interviews, Ari Spears has been feeling himself just a little bit and making some negative comments about comedians from a specific region, and Country Wayne, he ain't playing all that.
Ari Spears, all them old jokes about the South Slow, we might say over there and scrimp. You see what we did with the rap game, and now you see what we do in the content game. A lot of us outsmarted the game. You trying to figure out how to go viral talking about people. You ain't monetizing.
Yeah, in a recent interview, Ari Spears just talked terrible about the 85 South Show, amongst other things. But maybe he's trying to spark up something, trying to get a little special or something. That's what I assume when people talk trash online to people.
So we've had both guys on the show.
Yes, we have.
And it's two different energies, y'all.
Absolutely.
Two completely different energies. So yeah. I'm gonna be honest. We ride with Country Wayne, with cousin Country Wayne on this one. Look, man, when you put out what you get back. And when you put out that energy and you do all of that, dog, why are we talking about people in the South right now at this moment? Why are we doing that? Like, we should have some sort of sensitivity towards our brothers and sisters down there. Another conversation for another day, but
absolutely,
Ari Spears is completely in the wrong with this situation, especially with his history and what he's done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Yeah, he's definitely put on. Yeah,
please,
for sure.
Bro.
Switching topics with you real quick. B, were you a fan of 106 and Park?
Yeah, for the most part. I was when it came out, I was like 15 years old.
Okay.
So I was like on the cusp of, okay, I'm too grown for this.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I get it. You was aging out of it at that point.
Yeah, I was, but I liked it though. I enjoyed it. I watched it religiously. I watched it every day.
Okay. You should have led with that then. That's what I'm trying to gauge.
Well, for the first 2 or 3 years, yeah, I watched it every day for sure until I got to like deep in high school.
Well, a lot of our cousins need to write a thank you letter to Jermaine Dupri and even Bow Wow as they talked about the inception of the idea.
I kept watching TRL and I'm saying, listen, we don't have a space for artists like Bow Wow. We need this space. We need to go talk to Stephen Hill and let's try to come up with our own show. Bow Wow performed at that very first 106 and Park and he killed it. And that's why I named him Mr. 106 and Park.
He was. Where's the argument?
I'm glad it's none. Because sometimes people don't think that part of the Bow Wow part, because sometimes people just like, he was only there for a couple seasons. Most people older than me, at least, refer to AJ and Free, of course. They did. Yeah. They played their part and, you know, the legacy too. But Bow Easy, that's why I always say that he has a lot of influence on certain things. That's why I've always said that.
He does. I wasn't referring to him as hosting 106 and Park as him being Mr. 106 and Park. The damn videos was always number one. Bow Wow would always be number one, dog. And whenever he would come, the girlies would always,
of course,
fan out and like, you know, like on a very, very minuscule Michael Jackson type thing. But man, Bow Wow had it, dog, from 2000 to 2002, 2003, run that Bow Wow had, dog.
Let's respect on that man's name.
He is one Mr. 106 and Park. Ain't nobody close. The only one close is Ginuwine with that fantastic performance he put on that one time.
I give you a count that. I'll count Michelle falling in.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Elena Page with the next page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, listen to the Hot 888 for your chance to win tickets to see Logic and G-Eazy at the Endless Summer Tour Part 2. The winning starts at 8 p.m. on Hot 103 Jams. So Mayor Lucas had to go and make a little revision. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. A couple revisions.
I need to revise myself. So it turns out that some bars will actually be able to stay open 23 hours during the World Cup under the revised city ordinance. So bars and entertainment districts would need to submit a safety plan to the city to qualify for extended hours. And Mayor Lucas posted on Twitter the 5 entertainment districts in the area: Downtown Midtown, Westport, 18th and Vine, the Plaza, and the River Market and Riverfront.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no, those are the main entertainment sectors in the town. And so KC Mo bars could stay open until 5 a.m. during the World Cup under these changes. And I guess they'll approve this tomorrow. I guess this will go to the city council. And this proposal marks a near reversal from the discussions from last week. I guess Mayor Lucas got a lot of pushback. And that's why I asked him about that question on Monday when we talked to him in All Things KC about what's your relationship like with the business owners, because I know that they wanted to move some furniture up there at City Hall. So.
Yeah, and I'm interested too if like convenience stores or liquor stores are gonna have a cutoff. That I'm curious about that part, but I know that will all fall under.
I think they already do.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Is that gonna be extended? Is it gonna? That's what I'm saying. I'm curious about. So maybe that's just something you can touch base with Mayor Q about next week. No big deal. But we got this answered. So hey, have at it to the people that want to party hard till 5 in the morning. Just make sure you show up for work.
And I talked about this on Brian's World too. I just got a couple concerns. I don't know if it's the best idea. Man, because it's like, it's like, to me, it's like giving the keys to a 16-year-old to a Benz. It's like, I don't know if we're mature enough yet in Kansas City for all this responsibility.
Yeah, that could be true. But if we responsible enough to legalize marijuana, then we might be responsible enough for this.
Oh, up, look at D. Loud Pack D. She in the building. Look at her.
Oh, please.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City Police, though, they are gearing up for what could be the biggest security challenge in our city's history. KCPD says it will be an all-hands-on-deck approach as the city prepares to host 6 matches during the 2026 FIFA World Cup. So Police Chief Stacey Graves said that every available officer will be working during match days and fan fest events as the city braces for the massive crowds and worldwide attention. Mm-hmm. So KCPD currently has nearly 1,200 officers, D, but local police will not be handling the situation alone. Additional law enforcement agencies from around the region and across the country are expected to help with security during the tournament. The department also pointed to recent hiring progress ahead of the World Cup. So at its largest graduation class in 20 years, is scheduled for August 13th, and another academy class began training on May 4th. Mm-hmm. So y'all, I got a feeling that they not finna be playing around on no shape, form, or fashion.
Oh, for sure.
Like, any of the smallest thing, you know, you could be.
They finna give you a ticket for littering?
Okay, let me clarify.
Don't scare the folks now.
Like for some of the cousins who be in their cars, and you know they'll hit a loud pack or something. I've seen it a lot of times.
Oh, have you?
I'm talking about while driving.
Oh, okay.
And then like, you know. Sometimes they'll, you know, I've noticed that some officers be like, hey, put it out. But now with this, though, and with other people coming in, other jurisdictions,
you don't think they'll be lenient because of other...
I don't know, dog. I'm just saying, be on your P's and Q's. That's all I'm trying to say.
The thing is, don't do nothing illegal. You shouldn't been doing nothing illegal before, and you don't do it during. Simple.
Easier said than done.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnaz J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam. Get your musical.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app and tuning in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Love and appreciate you for that, for sure. And all the cousins that's tapping into that Hustle and Shine stream on Hot 103 Jams Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch pages. And we cannot forget about the cousins that's out here getting it on the highways and the byways.
Slow down, please.
Especially on Bruce R. Watkins. Please slow down. Take your time, y'all. We love and appreciate you. The Jackson Curve, we see you traveling there from 350 and I-470 Elite Summit. Please, we know it's jam-packed over there. Please slow down and get to your destination safely and soundly. And especially our cousins over there at KCK at I-70 and the 18th Street Expressway from I-70 and I-670 at KCK. Love and appreciate you wherever you are in the town for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the Morning, making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know, we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call on the old Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to start off with the text line because it's been thumping. Major love to Carmen Nard that's hopping in the comments saying, I'm so ready for the weekend. I know that's right. Happy 23rd birthday to Bizzo. Big love to you. That was sent over from, I believe, one of your parents. Not too sure. They said, I love you, son. Have a great day at school. Jameer, Messiah, Kenyon, Ed, Nova, Lamar, Lamir, and Lamont. Mama love you. Good morning to CC Bear, class of 2026. Riri, Vez, and Lando Boo. Big shout out to y'all cousins. Hey, Rich Harris, saying happy hump day. Love you guys. Appreciate you, Rich, as always. Also, some love to Zamaria Banks. Also, big love to her because she just graduated with honors. Many honors today from East High School and for completing the ECA program at MCC Penn Valley. So major shout out to our young folks that's doing the thing. Shout out to Tay and Antoinette. Also a shout out to Lydia Moreno. They'll sit over from Daniel Vett. Big shout out to Daniel and also love to Henrietta. Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. Happy heavenly birthday to Anastasia's pops, Melvin. Love and miss you. Shout out to the Kirkwood and Solomon family. Always sending some love over from Chef Taco. We appreciate all the cousins in the comments. Now, we got the Morning Gossip up next. Oh, go ahead.
I know the list be long over there. We got some senior shout-outs, or graduation shout-outs, that is. Teon Woods, Ruskin High School.
Woo-woo.
Braden Thomas, Gardner Edgerton High. Takara Jones, Schlegel. Kyra Torres from Shiny Mission West High School. Nevaeh Saunders from Park Hill High School. And Israel Jones from Shiny Mission West High School. Congratulations to y'all. We're going to be shouting you out all month long.
Yeah, literally.
Right here on Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724 on your time. It's a high of 81. Currently, it is 56 at East High School. Chris Brown responds to criticism over his new album, Brown, as Pitchfork gave it a 1.3 or less.
Haters.
I don't give a what these talking about. I know exactly who my fans is, and I know exactly who hearing this album. If you're not my fan, I don't want you to listen to my go listen to my Zara Larsson or somebody.
Amen, amen.
Now, why does Zara Larsson have to catch a stray with that?
I know that's right, Christopher. Clap back. Get at him.
Would you have the same energy if other people start doing this more? Like,
yes.
If Drake did this, you wouldn't look at him and be like, oh, he's soft.
No, I'd be like, okay.
Oh, you wouldn't. It's a double standard. It's okay.
No, it ain't. What? How you gonna call me a liar?
Because you know, it's like I thought it would be like a light skin double standard. Like it'll just be like, okay, cool.
Girl,
they do that, but you Drake
you
doesn't. Drake doesn't
I know
get a pass
ain't
with
doing
that.
Me like that.
Well, I mean,
I know you ain't. I'm
gets
not
away
in the same
with
class
it.
With him. I'm different.
With Chris Brown?
My daddy was dark skinned, so that don't apply to me.
His dad was too, but I wasn't even referring
no,
to that.
No, my daddy was darker than his.
Okay, we going bar for bar, dark for dark. That's insane. Other news, Nelly speaks on DJs playing him in the club when they see him. He said he's appreciative of it, but y'all gotta chill.
Don't stop rocking the party to have this throwback moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Because you know the party's rocking, everybody's having a good time. You know, you appreciate the love. But I'm competitive too. If I ain't gave you no record for now that's gonna keep the party rocking, you know, don't slow it down.
Oh, that's very humble of him. I get it, but I'm telling you right now, if we had Aura and Nelly come through, this was okay, when I was at KCPS, when I was at Northeast, this was my song right here.
This is come
the
number on. One
you better watch who you talking about. Running your mouth like you know me. You gon' mess around and show out to show me. Get called to show me. Why one on one you can't hold me. Nip your last name. Come on. Hey, spit my name on your pen. No resident, a friend. Hey, I could go.
See,
hey,
this isn't the song I would play if Nelly walked in the place. But he got so many songs, I mean, you can't go wrong. If I was in the town, I would play Midwest Swing, too.
Oh, God.
Like,
okay.
I feel like that's a song I hear a lot of my Kansas City cousins love.
You do?
Yes.
It's time to ease up before I hit you from the blind side. Nah, that was a decent song.
That mother was fraud. That mother was better than this to me. But
no.
But I can understand why this was a big song. Because what time, how old were you when this came out? Like 16?
16. Come on. Hey, and number one, come on. Take a sit down and
Uh-oh. Look, that's the morning gossip,
to go.
Right? That's Myron saying, wrap this up.
This is Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jams.
If you're not familiar with KCPS Lit, we can get you educated this morning, man. Lit is short for Leaders in Training, and we got some leaders in the building this morning. They are up hustling and shining. I need everybody to introduce themselves. Good morning, y'all. Oh my God, really? Come on, y'all. Get into the mic and say good morning to your city.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
I'm Jordan McGee.
What school?
Lincoln College Preparatory Academy. Woo, woo, graduate. Woo, woo.
Graduate, period.
Just graduated on Monday. Okay.
Oh, I'm J.R. Johnson. I'm also a Lincoln College graduate, too.
Period. I know that's
okay.
Right. Now, we got staff in the building, too. Go ahead.
I'm Kimberly Hester, Manual Career Tech, CTE coordinator.
From the hometown. Hey, girl.
Hey. And I'm Lauren Chris. I'm Manual Tech as well, school counselor.
Okay, so now tell us about Lit, KCPS Lit, and all it encompasses and what its purpose is and all that stuff.
So I'm going to let the kids start first because they've been doing it the longest, attending, curating.
Yeah. So basically, it's like a little conference where you go like to Park University. It's for free. You do a lot of activities, mm-hmm. meet new people from other schools.
Go ahead and get closer to that mic, too.
I got you. Mm-hmm. It's where you meet people from new schools. Like, it was dudes I played against on the basketball court I mm-hmm. didn't like, and I met them at KCP. I met them at KCPS Lit. We ended up being cool. We actually was dorm mates, too. We cool to this day, and you take a lot of life skills class. And it also teaches you trauma-informed class, mm-hmm. college career readiness, and financial literacy, too.
And so how long have you both been involved with Lit?
This would be my third year.
Third year?
This is my third year. My first year, I was just an attendee. My second and third year, I'm on the committee now.
So have you all felt like this has left a positive imprint on you all as you guys move into that next chapter of life?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely hooked us up with a lot of different resources mm-hmm. in the district that we didn't know about and just allowed us to network with individuals that we might not see on a regular basis.
Tell everybody what your next chapter is going to look like.
Okay. I'm Jordan McGee, and I've graduated already. Period. But in August, I'm going to be going down to Alabama A&M and double majoring in business administration yes. and finance.
Oh, that's right. You better talk to him.
I'm J.R. Johnson, also a Lincoln College preparatory graduate, and I'm going to be attending Paul Quinn for the fall, and I'm going to be majoring in business administration, too.
Period. I know that's right.
Love that.
I'm excited for y'all new chapter.
What have you all learned or took away from KCPS Lit that led you down to the decisions that you just made with college? If any. I'm sorry. I know that was a little tough question, but go. You got it. Speak from the heart.
So one of the classes I took, it was like about business or whatever, and like I was very engaged, and like I was just like talking a lot, and I'm like, maybe I should like look into this major mm-hmm. for college, and that's how it got me to like, you know.
That makes me feel so special.
I love that.
I have like two major takeaways. One, there's one class that we take called I Hate That I Love You. Mm-hmm. It's a very popular class, but it's...
The teacher make good brownies, too.
we need to stop by then. Okay, got you.
It's about teaching about toxic relationships and how to guide get yourself around them and really not get into them, basically. Mm-hmm. So just, I learned how to not get into them and better ways to... manage your relationship, but also I've learned a little bit of hustle and how to ask questions like, can I be your intern, Miss Hester?
She did. And I've had the opportunity to create internship opportunities mm-hmm. from LID with community partners, the city. One of my mentees, she actually had the USDA come through and they did her whole presentation. And from mm-hmm. that, she developed her major, which is why she's in Manners. She received like a $5,000 scholarship after meeting them. It's just really been a privilege to work with students mm-hmm. and see them like grow from Lit when the whole purpose was just to engage them. So I feel super honored and privileged to, after 5 years, to see their growth and success.
I love this. Real quick, for our graduates, from your point of view, how can adults actually show up for you all and the rest of the youth?
I feel like one way that adults can show up for us and the rest of the youth is just providing third spaces for us and allowing us different ways to engage with each other outside of negative things.
Third space. Yeah. I ain't never heard that before. Yeah. I love that. Okay.
So
you got one?
Nah,
No pressure. She took it. Okay. Okay.
Y'all both was gonna say third space.
I love it.
Yeah, like, you know, somewhere to give kids to go after school or just more programs.
Something to do that's positive.
Yeah, positive. Yep. So they're not out in these streets, because some kids don't like to play sports. Some kids don't like. Like, I play basketball at Lincoln. Oh, we won a district championship, by the way.
I know this.
Pop it. Little. Yes, drop the mic.
Yeah, my bad. Like, some kids don't like to play sports or go to practice. Right. So it could be other places they can go to. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have a PlayStation or give them advice.
Well, I'm with that.
Or something, you know.
Where was that when I was a kid?
Well, look, everybody involved with KCPS Lit, we love and appreciate you guys for keeping our youth so involved, and these are the leaders of tomorrow. Like, they are the ones that's going to be leading the city and leading things 10, 15 years from now. And congratulations to both of you guys for your future endeavors. Nothing but big love and good luck from Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Y'all have a good one. Continue to be a blessing.
And thank you. Registration is still open. If you are a KCPS parent,
there it is. Let them know.
Sign your student up because it is worth the effort.
Where can they sign up at?
They can sign up on our website, KCPS. They can reach me at 816-210-4579. And I look forward to seeing your student as we do our fifth year.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace. Okay, we like that. Today's phrase is, I know you lying.
Okay.
Have you heard somebody ever say that, B?
Oh, 100%. I say it.
Ow. So, if you ever heard somebody say this, it probably was your mama or your dad or a friend of yours. Definitely something amongst the black community that we say a lot.
Somebody told a lie one day.
It's a saying that expresses you're shocked about some information. And you probably not really leaning on you happy about it. So maybe just say you're about to clock out of work. And your boss stops you and is like, I got you scheduled for the next shift.
Stop lying.
And in your head, you said, I know you lying.
Stop lying.
Or maybe you gossiping with your friends about somebody and they reveal some information just about like, oh yeah, so-and-so was at the club last night.
Oh.
And that ain't the information that you heard. And so your response to that is, I know you lying.
That's going to be fun.
So use that word. Don't abuse it. But use it when it makes sense for you.
I'm abusing it.
Yeah, baby.
Of course you are.
I know you lying.
I know you lying.
All right.
That's the what's the word for the day.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825 on your time. It's a high of 81. Currently, it is 58 at the KU Med Center. According to TMZ, allegedly, Jamie Foxx is expecting a baby with his boo, Alice Huckstep. Of course,
I... Who?
Alice Huckstep. What you make that noise for?
You're not my dad!
Oh, no reason.
Congratulations.
I guess he didn't blame it on alcohol on that one.
Congratulations. Nah.
What you mean, nah?
If you know Jamie Foxx, you know Jamie Foxx.
No, no, she looks like she got a bitter beer face.
A who?
Oh, you don't know nothing about that. I shout out to my old that school people. A bitter beer face. I got to show you that. Foster's beer. Bitter beer face.
Daddy arrived and he's taking his belt
well,
off.
Well, congratulations to Jamie. Didn't see this on my bingo sheet for 2026, but congrats to you.
This is a mess.
Other quick news. Not Like Us and Luther music videos have been removed from YouTube. Nobody seems to have a reason or understanding as to why, but just in case you was looking up Not Like Us, it is not on
I'm
YouTube
sure you're not.
Right now. So.
I'm sure y'all tired of hearing it. We done heard it 3 billion times.
Yep, we
since
have.
It released 2024. It was like 2 years ago, a couple days ago.
I know a lot of people saying he ain't lying. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back celebrating Taurus season, and we got That's My Jam. We got a hookup for you. Tickets to Jazz and Jackie.
Lying.
There we go.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those mature, kind, and a little hostile Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over happy birthday to singer Darius Rucker. A big happy birthday to actor who appeared in The Matrix and other films. Happy birthday to Anthony Ray Parker. Sending over some birthday love to rapper and record executive One Half Eclipse. Happy birthday to Pusha T. Sending over some birthday love to two-time Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to the legendary singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, and multi-instrumentalist. Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Stina Marie, Dallas Scott, and Erica Dean. Plus, sending birthday love to Frank Will, Gia Collins, Melvin White, and everybody else born on May 13th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate
hey.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We wow. see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, Tiara.
Hey, cousin.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What flavor air fresh you got in your car?
Black ice.
A black staple.
Right. That's why she just said it.
All right, cousin, look, we got two tickets for you, Jazz and Jackie, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion in order to win them. You ready?
Yeah.
I need you. I want you to have you, hold you, squeeze you. So I'm going out every weekend just to see my boo again.
Come on, come on.
At night, I think of you.
To me, baby, game is on.
You didn't know if you wanted to go too, like, you was like in between and like, oh, I'm gonna go hard and I'm not gonna do too much.
Yeah. I was so goofy.
You getting them hookups now. You getting two tickets to Jazz and Jackie, a soulful musical salute to Jackie Robinson at the Gym Theater. Who are you taking with you?
My mother. Aww. It was Mother's Day.
That's here, y'all know that's right.
Tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hustle and Shine 103.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
It is National Bring Someone Flowers Day. Did you know that plants can have a positive impact on your psychological well-being? Flowers in particular can reduce stress and uplift your mood. Studies show that yellow flowers may contribute to calm feelings and relaxation. According to a study by Dr. Jeanette M. Haviland Jones, professor of psychology, project director for the Human Development Lab at Rutgers, flowers had an immediate impact of happiness on the recipients, regardless of the age. Flowers can also have a long-term positive impact. Flowers can also help you remember those who care about you and bridge connections. There are other contributors to a positive emotional mood, but please consult with your doctor or therapist for more ways to improve your mental health. You are listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.